Black Lives Matter activists block streets, harass drivers in D.C. by Kyle Morris on July 28, 2020. Black Lives Matter activists against noise pollution in neighborhoods of color took to the streets of Washington, D.C. on Monday, where they blocked roadways, held up several vehicles, and confronted police officers. The incident, which took place at a section of Wisconsin Avenue and Q Street and W in Georgetown, was reported by the Georgetowner. According to the report, about a dozen protesters with noisemakers protesting noise pollution in neighborhoods of color faced off with police officers and the female driver of a car that the youths claimed tried to run them down. The report also noted that the protesters referred to the driver as Georgetown Karen. Advisory Neighborhood Commissioner Joe Gibbons told the Georgetowner after witnessing the incident, "No one was arrested. No one was hurt. I didn't see anyone on the ground. One protester seemed to be trying to climb onto the hood of the car, which police calmly discouraged. The female driver looked terrified. A police report was filed. I watched as the police made inquiries of everyone while allowing traffic and pedestrian flow and other normal activities to continue," Gibbons added. "They were doing everything to keep things calm. I left when the driver was permitted to leave." One individual, Julia Clark, who took part in blocking the streets, also spoke with the Georgetowner, saying certain drivers got annoyed and attempted to maneuver their way around us. Clark wrote on Facebook, "Let me speak on what happened in Georgetown tonight. Tonight at Concerned Oft Gled a siren/noise pollution protest where we blocked off streets in Georgetown. The police presence was heavy. As we blocked off streets, we demanded that people turn around. This was a minor inconvenience for this affluent white neighborhood." Clark continued, attempting to describe her side of the story. "As we blocked streets, certain drivers got annoyed and attempted to maneuver their way around us. This particular white woman tried to cut through a gas station. Me and a couple other protesters stood in front of her car and demanded she turn around. Instead, she steps on the gas. She had already attempted to run us over multiple times, and I had moved from the front of the car to the side and was banging on her window screaming at her to stop. Throughout this whole thing, the cops are doing nothing. Finally, cops come, but instead of arresting this woman or asking for her ID, registration, etc., they turn towards us and begin pushing us. We are begging them to arrest this woman who just tried to run over protesters repeatedly. Arrest warrants are set to be prepared after three suspects were identified and charged with the destruction of property," according to a police source. The protesters surrounding the vehicle began striking the victim's car with their hands and blunt objects, the unidentified source added. The right side mirror of the victim's car was broken off by the protesters. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.